The engagement on Saturday formed part of the ongoing activities connected to the Constant Carmichael Project, a pioneering initiative dedicated to documenting, preserving and sharing the complex histories of the Constant and Carmichael estates of Barbados. Delivering remarks at the event, Governor General His Excellency Sir Stanley John Casey said he was pleased to facilitate such an important project.
We're very pleased to welcome and to facilitate this very important project and the exercise on which it's embarked in St. Vincent. Dr. Carter referred the fact that visiting sites, historical sites, bring to life for students and scholars the history that they are engaged in exploring, actually seeing sites, seeing objects that are part of the historical heritage is the most profound, the most effective means by which scholars and students and other interested people can become aware of the rich history, the rich historical heritage which we have here. I'm pleased for Government House to be associated with this effort, and I hope that does assist or enlighten the public in the work that they do, the materials that they collect in this exercise.
Governor General His Excellency Sir Stanley John KC. Historian Dr. Cleve Scott noted that the visit to Government House represented an important step in the ongoing learning journey along the eastern seaboard.
We are here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, of course, my home country, as part of the learning journey to the eastern seaboard. And we are here at a very, very important location, Government House. It's called Government House, but a lot of people don't know. For much of our historical period, we didn't have a governor. We had an administrator. And of course, the last administrator was Hywel George. St. Vincent and the Grenadines was part of the Windward Island government, with the governor located at Barbados up until 1884. And from 1884 until much of the early 20th century, the governor was located in Grenada. All right, and from the period of what we call associated statehood in the 1960s, we then retained a governor and later on a governor general.
Historian Dr. Cleve Scott and several members of the Constant Carmichael Project shared their thoughts and feelings about the project with NBC News.
I would like to see more about the connections to sustainability in terms of, I saw them talking about shark oil using certain glycogen for making bombs and stuff like that. There was a point I heard them talking about where the slaves carved a hole in a piece of granite rock. So that's to see all of those fundamental features in terms of history, stories are untold.
Be here on the learning journey. We came to St. Vincent and the Grenadines to learn more about the history. This visit here, we went to the Botanical Gardens. We also visited the Public Library, the UWE Global Campus. So today, it would bring more a closer understanding, you know, in terms of the Government House, how the history here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and as if it's going to be a comparison between Barbados history. So we expect that each student leaving here, they come away with a sense and understanding of the different, you know, military parameters, government halls, legislature that's here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
So I saw the Central Police Station where the arch is. There's a lot of those. And in Bridgetown in Barbados, we also have those, not as prominently displayed or as decorative, but that was a really interesting continuity. And it really brings to fore the fact that we're one Caribbean people connected by transatlantic slavery. Not the most celebratory point, but definitely the thread that cannot be broken.
The voices of members of the Constant Carmichael Project team. The Constant Carmichael Research Initiative was led by the Cave Hill campus of the University of the West Indies and supported by the Mellon Foundation. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harry.